If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
So it's been a while that women have been getting a really bad rap for something that we just found out, because science says so. Men do it just as much as women. They're just as guilty. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. Who would you say, just right off the top of your head and in your feeling, in your gut, who would you say gossips more, men or women? Sam?
Totally women.
Okay.
Like, without a doubt.
Andy?
Like,
for the purpose of this bit, women, for sure.
What do you mean for the purpose? Is that what you think, though?
Because, well, you know what? With the way you asked it, I know something's coming, but if we were just having a conversation, yeah, I totally would have thought women.
Kim, Kieran, what do you think?
I want to say women, but I don't know. I've had a few chats in my life.
It's men. Yeah. It has been men in my experience. It really has. And women have gotten a really bad rep for this, but they did a really big study and they concluded that women do not engage in what they call tear down gossip, which is like negative gossip about a person, any more than men do. Men are every bit as guilty as women of gossiping.
Do you think we gossip about the same types of things? Like, does gossiping have to necessarily do with talking about people behind their backs?
Yes, yes. That is exactly what the study specifically, this study specifically broke down talking negatively about people behind their backs.
Okay.
They found that women tend to talk about people more, but I just think that's because we're empathetic people. So I'm more likely to tell you about my mom and how she's doing and how she's feeling, you know?
Yeah.
But when it came to negative, what they call tear down, when you're trying to tear somebody down with your gossip, men do it just as much as women.
So they're saying that gossip is basically anytime you talk about somebody that isn't present, it's gossip. And then there's different kinds of gossip.
Exactly.
So tear down gossip. Oh, okay.
Exactly. Gotcha. So when it comes to speaking negatively about other people, and this has been my experience, and I've always, men have gotten away with it. You know, there's been times, I remember in the past being at a workplace and I'd hear something from a man. There's this guy that we worked with. He was always gossiping. I'd hear something and then I'd repeat it and then it would come back on a female every single time. And I was like, he's the one who started this whole thing. I think that people in general are just harder on women, you know, and people want to call out women every time they make a mistake more so than men.
Yeah, I think, you know, we gossip in this studio. I mean, it's let's just say it. We gossip in this studio. We're here in this room for 3-4 hours a day, just the three of us. It's hard.
I think you should speak for yourself.
I'm not saying it's tear down gossip, but it's hard not to. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like, it's almost from a selfish standpoint, you do it almost therapeutically sometimes too, just to make yourself feel better. I think it's fair to say that just about everybody gossips a little bit, right? Can we say that?
And everybody talks about people in some way. I mean, you'd never talk about a celebrity. You couldn't talk about a celebrity if you weren't. If you didn't gossip, it meant that you literally would never be speaking about somebody when you weren't in their presence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I try and nip it in the bud. Like, yes, I do talk about some people behind their backs. I try for it not to be negative, but I'm always the type of guy when I see someone's on to like gossiping, I go, I'm going to stop you right there. That's gossiping.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the gossip police?
Gossip police.
He just made that up. Andy, have you ever? I've worked with him for 3 years. That has literally never happened.
Of one to like master gossiper, like, what? How would you rate me?
I think you're a gossiper. But he doesn't think he is.
He you're a gossiper in denial.
He'll say like, oh, my girlfriend wants to talk about this. I don't like talking about people. I'm like, you do a lot. He is a gossiper in denial. Exactly. Anyway, the reason I wanted to bring this up and the reason I think it's important is because we have to like switch the way it's not only women doing it. And we have to pay attention to how hard we are on women compared to men for doing the exact same thing, honestly. Okay.
I heard that Nikki.
Oh, that wasn't gossip, right?
Oh, sorry. No, sorry. I'm behind your back.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies. First dates. First impressions.
Did it work or was it a disaster?
He turned out to be a real jerk.
Nikki, Sam, and Andy decide if you should
date him or dump him.
All right, so let's say a good friend of yours wants to date your ex. Would you ever be okay with that? You can text us. We're already coming in this morning. At 92925, we got an email from Sarah in the West Island.
Yeah, she writes, I have good morning, Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I have feelings for one of my good friend's exes. The breakup was a bit nasty. They are both good people, but together they were poison. They haven't been together for a year, and I always felt like there was a bit of a spark between the two of us, and recently we ended up at a mutual friend's house together and we talked and laughed all night. He invited me to go out for a drink, and it is so obvious that there's something between us. My friend has no idea, and I don't know how she would take it. I don't want to lose a friend, but I am 38 years old and also don't want to lose out on someone who could very well be the one. I know this is an issue that should be have a clear-cut answer and that Women Code says you never date a friend's ex, but it feels more complicated than that. What do you guys think? Sarah in the West Island.
All right, so she wants to date what she calls a good friend. That's important here. You know, it's not an acquaintance. A good friend's ex. Should she date him or dump him?
Look, the way I see it is love always wins. You know, it's sticky
until it ends.
It's sticky. It's not ideal. But when you find someone, it's an inconvenience that they happen to be friends or that they happen to be exes with one of your friends. Obviously, talk to your friend about it first. You don't want to do anything behind your friend's back, especially if you were friends with that person before you met the girl. But I often find that, like, you know, groups of people, like flocks, sort of stick together. You know, the fact that you get along well with your friend's ex because you get along so well with your friend, it doesn't surprise me that you have things in common with the people that they hang out
with. But she said they had such a horrible breakup.
Yeah, it sounded poisonous.
Yeah, she said she used the word poison and toxic. But you're saying she should date him. Should give it a try.
Give it a shot.
All right, Andy, what do you think? Date him or dump him?
I think the opposite. I'd say no. For the simple reason, there's always someone else out there, but your friends are your friends. And this sounds like it's a good friend.
You don't believe in true love? You say there's always someone else
well,
out there?
You know, like, here's the
what
thing.
What if I said that about your wife?
Here's the thing.
Andy, there's always another one.
But here's the thing. Hear me out. Everyone says this person could be the one. I said that about every single person I ever dated.
Until you married.
Yeah, but you know what? 9 times out of 10, they're not the one. But I just feel like, you know, if this person, you know, she probably knows a lot about this guy. It sounds like he had a poisonous relationship with this girl. I think you're doing yourself a disservice. If you get into a relationship with this guy, you're probably going to lose a friend. Your relationship probably isn't going to go well with this guy because it's going to get off to a rocky start. I say no.
Okay, Kim Kieran, date him or dump him?
Dump him.
Dump him. Yeah. You know, I think this is a complicated one. I think she has to be prepared to lose the friendship. If, you know, that's a decision she has to make. Mm-hmm. If you're going to choose this guy, you're choosing him over a friend, be prepared to leave that friendship behind. And maybe the relationship will work out, or maybe he'll become toxic with you the same way he was with your friend. I don't know.
It actually can work. We got a text here from a lady who said, I'm married to a friend's ex. We are still friends. She's happy with her husband and I am with mine.
Wow. I don't think that's most situations.
Yeah, that's pretty rare.
But happy endings do happen.
Actually, Andrew is on the phone. Andrew, your best friend is married to your ex too?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. This doesn't bother you in the least?
No. It's been maybe 15 years they're together now.
Really?
Wow. And married, they have 4 kids together.
Did he talk to you before approaching your ex? Like, was there a conversation that you had with him?
Not before, after. But it doesn't bother me.
Did it bother you at the time?
Yeah.
No.
Never.
No.
You're so nonchalant. Does anything ever bother you?
let's just say I'm pretty patient and, you know, obviously. It's live and let live.
And you're clearly very over this person when you broke up, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Andrew, thanks for weighing in. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
This text at 92925 says there is a friend code. No dating your friend's ex, especially if it ended horribly. Like, that's it. They're not going to be at dinners together if it was a toxic relationship.
Yeah, we got another text. Never date your ex. It's a rule. I mean, I think it's just common sense, I think.
Yeah. This one says date him. He very well could be the future father of her children. I believe people bring out the best or the worst in you. If you have a good connection and you always did, chances are they always will. I know I normally have really strong opinions, but I feel like this is not very black and white.
Just because it was a big, like, blowout of a breakup doesn't mean that they can't, you know, the exes can't be friends. You know, maybe it didn't work out on a romantic level.
Have you ever had a big blowout with an ex?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Jasmine, do you think Sarah should date him or dump him?
I think she should give him a chance. I think it's a good opportunity, you know, for her to get in a relationship. As she said, she's 38 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And
true.
You know, obviously it didn't work with the friend. She said it was toxic. It doesn't mean it's not going to work with her. And another way I see it is, you know, if you want my sloppy seconds, you could have it.
Oh!
Like I texted. Wow.
Sloppy seconds. Wow. I think you make a good point with the age, though, too. You know, like, at one point, if she wants to have kids, like, she has got to start considering that, right? So, you know, you feel like everybody deserves a shot at love, so why shouldn't she if this is the guy, right?
Exactly. And if she wants to salvage her friendship, though, she should also discuss it with her friend.
Yeah.
At least mention it, that I'm going to jump into this, and, you know, I hope you could support me, even though it didn't work out with you and that person.
You don't think she can just, like, hide the guy in her basement for the rest of her life?
No. That's not a healthy start for her.
Jasmine, thanks for texting and thanks for listening.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Sloppy seconds. Ouch.
Ouch. You went there.
That one's better.
All right. So, Sam, you're saying date him.
Yeah. Give love a chance.
Andy.
Dump him. Not worth losing a friend
him.
Over.
I am saying you have to be prepared to lose that friendship. I understand if she was 21 years old, I'd say go run away. Do not date him. Absolutely dump him. Stay with your friend. I feel like because she's like nearing 40 and sort of wants to get her life going, I understand that maybe she wants to have children, that just be prepared to let that friend go. Decide whether you're willing to end that friendship over
it. That's harsh.
What is the consensus on our text line, though, at 92925?
I would say it's probably about 80-20 dump them.
80-20 dump them.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, Sarah. Hope that helped.
But that 1 in 5 chance is worth love. It's worth meeting your soulmate.
Sure.
Sam is suddenly a hopeless romantic this morning. I don't know where that came from.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.